Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. One of the most horrible incidents of the Rogue Indian Wars of 1855 to 1856 was the midnight slaughter of John Geisel and his three boys by knife-wielding Indians at their home near Gold Beach, Oregon. The Indians burned the house and abducted Geisel's wife, Christina, and two daughters, Mary, 13, and infant Annie. It's a story that's been told many times. Less known is the subsequent heroism of a Russian trapper, Charles Brown, and his Indian wife, Betsy. Following the Geisel massacre, some 130 terrified men, women, and children had sought safety at makeshift Fort Minor, north of Gold Beach. Indians threatened to kill anyone who stepped outside. When the fort commander asked for volunteers to free Christina and her girls, Brown and his wife stepped forward, unarmed, and carrying a white flag. They succeeded in negotiating the release of Christina and the infant in exchange for some blankets and an Indian hostage. The Indians kept Christina, but the Browns returned later and succeeded in freeing her. The people in the fort issued a formal proclamation thanking Brown for this voluntary risking of life for the noble purpose of releasing said maiden from captivity. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.